WFAI.com.
Hello, everybody. I slipped and slided home last evening and expected to wake up to a total mess this morning, and it seems as though there's a little gap in the strange snow event that's going to come in wave after wave. I've got a thing here. It says snow is accumulating across Montana, North Dakota, and northern Minnesota with more than a foot possible in the Duluth area. This is a long, drawn-out event, wave after wave of snow, says Carol Christensen, warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Duluth, but there's still a lot of uncertainty how much snow will fall. Now, we've got a couple of North Dakota comments. It says the winter storm warning in effect from 3 p.m. this afternoon to 6 a.m. on Thursday for Fargo, eastern North Dakota. The National Weather Service in Grand Forks has issued a winter storm warning for snow and blowing snow, which is in effect from 3 p.m. this afternoon to 6 a.m. Central Standard Time Thursday. The winter storm watch is no longer in effect. The timing, the light snow will overspread the area by this afternoon and could become heavy at times overnight into Wednesday night for all of eastern North Dakota, northwest, and west central Minnesota. Winds, northerly winds will increase today and gust over 30 miles an hour at times in the Red River Valley through Wednesday night. This will cause blowing and drifting snow in open areas. The visibilities will be reduced to less than 1/2 mile at times in snow and blowing snow tonight through Wednesday night. The accumulations could be up to 5 to 8 inches, with localized amounts up to a foot. The heavier snow amounts should occur in Minnesota Lakes Country from Wasatch South to Park Rapids. This heavier snow band could shift in any direction, though, so stay tuned. Updates on this challenging snow forecast. Yeah, challenging indeed. Strong northerly winds may lead to near blizzard conditions in the Red River Valley tonight through Wednesday night, making travel difficult. Cold temperatures combined with strong winds will result in wind chill values falling to 25 to 35 below zero. Wow. By Wednesday night, dangerous wind chills continuing through the late week. Tioga, KTGO, in that area, harsh winter weather. Through Wednesday, a winter weather advisory is in effect along north of Highway 2 and a winter warm storming warning in effect for the rest of western and central North Dakota. The winter storm warning that was in effect for counties along and north of Highway 2 has been replaced by a winter weather advisory, as less severe weather is expected there. Some cities in the advisory are Rugby, Bottineau, Minot, Mohall, Crosby, Williston, and Watford City. This area is forecast to get 2 to 4 inches of snow, along with gusty winds and reduced visibility. So that's encouraging. Winter storm warning continues for the rest of western and central North Dakota. This area could get 6 to 8 inches of snow with gusty winds and low visibilities. After the storm, dangerously cold air will be in place and remain through the weekend. So it looks like this event is going to wreak most of its intensity on the Red River Valley and east. So, isn't that something? We are going to have Joel Vettel of the Fargo Police Department is going to be here. Joel Vettel of the Fargo Police Department will be here with some winter driving tips at the bottom of the hour. And if you have any interesting insights or thoughts or slippery spots to talk about, 855-200-1776. Love to hear from you. They're going to have on the What's on Your Mind program today is going to just be Steve Bach and I, guess, because Scott is not here, not feeling so grand. This is Mark, the Freedom Poet, sitting in for him this morning. And it looks like open phones as usual at 9:06, and then at 9:30, an update from the National Weather Service in Bismarck on the winter storm making its way into the regions, and then open phones at 10:06. And then they might have a guest on property tax. They got a couple of potential guests at 10:30. Some of the topics today, it looks like Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota will not extend discontinued health plans. So that's a little bit. And then the Southeast North Dakota Highway Patrol troopers respond to 26 crashes in 12 hours. So it's already starting and getting interesting. Then the Blue Cross Blue Shield President Paul Von Ebers said that President Obama recently gave insurers the option of extending their existing policies for a year rather than canceling them. But the president of Blue Cross Blue Shield here said that would cause other problems. He said it would shift costs among policyholders. And he says it's not a good idea to continue health policies that don't comply with federal law. Von Ebers says the Blues will work with customers to find health insurance options. Sanford Health is taking a different tack. The company has about 500 North Dakota policyholders. The spokesman said they're being given the option of keeping their existing health plan. And then here's just a great, have you seen the NDDOT website? It's really terrific. It's got the maps. You can click on it. You can find the maps of all the major roads in the state, and it tells where there are drifts, where there are snow covered, where there's ice and compacted snow. And if it ever comes to that, it shows you which roads are closed. And we'll probably be seeing some of that light up probably tomorrow or starting this evening probably. The North Dakota Department of Transportation has issued a statewide travel alert. An alert means conditions are such that motorists can still travel in these areas but should be advised of rapidly changing conditions. So we'll find out more about that as the day goes on. Anyway, did you all have a lovely Thanksgiving? I hope so. And finally, I think I was glad for Thanksgiving that the weather didn't hit us quite so hard as it looks like it's going to come in just a minute. Another little bit of news here. The salt water leak in southwestern Montana did not reach the Little Missouri River. The spill sent more than 700,000 gallons of brine into the Big Gumbo Creek. I guess it got gumboier in southwestern Montana about a week ago. That creek flows through the North Dakota Badlands into the Little Missouri. North Dakota Health Department official Dennis Phillips said the brine spill reached a spot about 14 miles south of Marmoth in North Dakota's southwestern corner. Phillips says water samples taken from the creek further downstream show the spill didn't reach the Little Missouri. Cleanup of the brine is continuing. Now, gun sales on Black Friday declined. Still, the FBI processed 144,000 background checks just Friday. But the decline is 6% from last year when people were basically panicking that the government was going to impose a whole new range and intrusive gun control measures. What you're starting to see is moderation in demand. Nationally, Shooting Sports Association spokesman Larry Keene said, after the presidential election and the tragedy at Sandy Hook, demand was unprecedented. Keene, whose group is the Trade Association for the Firearms Industry, said that although the sales peak has crested, this year's Black Friday number of background checks is still ranked as the sixth highest one-day total in the 15-year history of FBI's national instant check system. It's amazing how many people really feel that they need to have guns because they don't trust their government. It's pretty amazing. Another thing that's got some applications, this is from USA Today. They're talking about drone economy taking flight. Drones could boost U.S. economy by $13.6 billion in 3 years. And they're talking now about UPS delivering mail trucks, just kind of replacing mail trucks to a lot of places. It says you can already get liability insurance to operate drones. While the Federal Aviation Administration hasn't yet drafted regulations for the futuristic unmanned devices and limits their commercial use, some players have already plugged in. More and more real estate specialist Crone is using drones to video luxury properties, and others fly them to photograph surfers. Still others monitor them to monitor the farmland in the Dakotas. Seems to be another one of those really both unnerving, and yet here we move into the Jetsons world once again. The door opens to web taxes. Supreme Court stays out of the cyber sales fight. This is potentially, you know, an awful lot of the people in local areas are very concerned about sales tax that is being lost to super cyber sales across state lines. So they want to be able to get their piece of state sales tax. Companies that are doing sales online. We have now a lawsuit is seeking legal personhood for chimpanzees. U.S. Animal Rights Group on Monday filed what it said is the first lawsuit seeking to establish legal personhood of chimpanzees. The nonprofit Non-Human Rights Project asked a New York State court to declare a 26-year-old chimp named Tommy a cognitively complex, autonomously legal person with the fundamental legal right not to be imprisoned. Anyway, there's three others involved, Kilo and Patrick and Diane, four chimps that want to be people. And I know some people and act like chimps. But
this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dried-guy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dried-guy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dried-guy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dried-guy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's on Your Mind preview. This is, are you there, Mr. Steve Bakken?
Absolutely, my friend, absolutely.
Yes, is it the winter wonderland out yonder?
It's getting there. We're waiting on that snow to show up, but boy, did those roads slicken up. A little bit of snow, and it was warm enough to where traffic would make the roads slick.
And, you know, I had a spot that looked absolutely great. It was that mysterious and frightening black ice. All of a sudden, I was absolutely skating. And, of course, the light turned red, and it got hairy because it looked completely tricked me, you know. It's the trick that black ice plays on motorists. It's not a fun trick at all.
I was coming back to work yesterday, and I was on a conference call, so I didn't go in. I sat in the parking lot and finished up my conference call for about 30 minutes. And in that time, I watched one of the people that lived next to the radio station. Not a particularly steep driveway, but they were trying to get a car into the driveway, and they were trying to scrape, and they were throwing buckets of hot water, trying to melt the ice. They could not get this front-wheel drive car up the driveway to get it into the garage. I watched them for a half hour, and I forgot to look this morning when I came in because it was still dark, but I wasn't sure if they got it in or not.
You know, that's another thing, folks. If you got a hills involved and it's icy, you got to give, triple distance. We're going to have a guy on at 8:30, Joel Vettel, and he's going to talk about some driving tips. But, boy, you compound when you got ice on, and hilliness, it gets worse. Governor Dalrymple, one of the main topics you're probably going to have is talking about this property tax reform. He's got a task force studying property tax reform, and there seems, House Majority Carlson talked about it might be duplicative, and there seems to be a lot of frustration about some big jumps in property tax and a lot of anger about it, a lot of meetings about it, and Do you think the Dalrymple task force will accomplish anything, or that's sort of a major topic, I guess?
I would like to think that there would. I do give the governor kudos because there is a problem that needs to be addressed, and I'm not going to put this on the legislature because I think they did a great job of reducing property taxes. Where's the disconnect, though? Most of the people when Measure 2 was on the ballot last time did not vote for Measure 2 or that version of Measure 2, which would have eliminated property taxes. I think a lot of the reason was because it would have just shifted the tax burden somewhere else. I think everybody realizes that. Most of those people have voted against it in the wake of what's going on, and I'm going to point to the school districts and some of the, that local control, where that local control is a viable option. That's where the disconnect is, and I'm going to put this back on the people more so than on the school districts or more so than on the city councils or the county commissions, because people don't show up at their school boards, their county commission meetings, and their city council meetings unless there's some big red flag that immediately affects them. We did start seeing this fall, such as in Grand Forks and some other communities around the state, where people started showing up at their school board meetings because what the legislature had given to the property owners in the state of North Dakota was offset or completely absorbed by those local government entities and mostly the school districts saying, we need to grow, we need this. Hey, we got a blank check. Thank you, legislature. No, that money wasn't for them. That money was for the property owners in the state of North Dakota, the taxpayers in the state of North Dakota, and they're not seeing the benefit of what the legislature did. I kudos on the governor for forming this task force and addressing this issue because Measure 2 will come back, and I can't say that it wouldn't pass. I know North Dakota Farm Bureau's got a version of it. The Measure 2 people, Empower the Taxpayer, they are coming back with basically the same thing. They've got a version of it. There's going to be several different versions of a Measure 2 that are going to come out. I don't know if that's the path. I look at things in equilibrium being successful. I look at things in nature. Things need to be in balance. A tax base needs to be in balance. Completely eliminating property taxes in North Dakota, where are you going to push that tax burden to? And, I'll go back to last year. I've lived in states where there's service fees and surcharges for everything. Call them what you will, they're taxes. They're just flat-out taxes. I would hate to see, in some way, shape, or form, there being a shift in that tax because those aren't controllable. Those aren't accountable to anybody. The taxpayer has no recourse in a surcharge or a service fee in lieu of a tax. You can control a tax a little bit. You can guide that money. You can shape that. But I do think it needs to be a broad-based, balanced approach. I'd hate to see property taxes completely go away.
You know, Charlene Nelson was on my program, I'm sure you know, with the Empower of the Taxpayer, and was talking about instances of property taxes accruing, and all of a sudden you have some disabled people, including a disabled vet, losing their home, people that all of a sudden were unable to even have the money for the taxes. It seems like there needs to be some kind of, you know, here it's their family home in some cases. There was some a whole series of really grim and sad stories about jumps in property tax, A, and B, shortening the time before they're delinquent enough to where they can have their property seized.
You know, the biggest problem to be alleviated there is just by tax credit, a property tax credit. That's the simplest way to alleviate a lot of those problems, because you start looking at what's going on out in the oil patch, and you can't really account for what's going on out there, because you've got $85,000 homes that are valued at $350,000 in some cases now. That's not viable. It's not realistic. It's not sustainable. But you take a normal situation, an elderly person or a retired person, they're not going to be living in a $400,000 or $500,000 home. They're living in a $125,000 or $150,000 home. Do you think we could do a $150,000 tax credit for your home? I would have no problem with that. You know, start the scale there, because you're not going to build a new home. You're not going to, with all the building we've got in the state, with all the new construction, how many houses do we have that are under that $150,000 mark?
Well,
how many houses do we have in that $150,000 to $200,000 mark? Not that many, and you're going to have to get into a lot of the smaller communities, or they're going to be a lot of those retirement homes for a lot of individuals. You're not building a new house for under $250,000 in North Dakota. You know, there's $100,000 on the tax roll right there, even with a $150,000 tax credit.
Wow. It's one of the amazing collateral damages of this great success and tremendous housing demand in the patch. It's got ripple statewide. You know, everywhere you look in Fargo, you see help wanted signs. Hard to find an apartment. Anyway, we're going to be back with more of the Common Sense Club and the preview for What's on Your Mind. And anyway, good show today.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse. They do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back, folks, to the What's on Your Mind preview. Mark here. Have Officer Joel Vettel, Lieutenant Joel Vettel, with us today. Thank you, Joel, for being here. But people need to, from the Fargo Police Department, we need to hear some good tips about driving tips. I've been seeing some crazy driving going on already. How about you?
Well, good morning. Yes, we certainly, winter is here. And with that, I think we've seen a rush of poor winter driving, I think is what it's come down to. And unfortunately, I every year we kind of have, we go through the same process of re-engaging people's winter driving process. And hopefully they can, follow a few simple tips, and hopefully we'll take and be able to avoid some of the crashes that we had yesterday.
You know, how many did you have in the local area?
We're still combining some of the numbers from yesterday, but I know when I left yesterday, just to give an example, in really within a snapshot of just about 5 minutes, I saw that officers were responding or waiting to respond to about 15 accidents within
Wow.
the city of Fargo. And again, those very unusual that we'd see that many in a short period of time. But unfortunately, I think people were, as much warning as the weatherman gave us as far as the storm, I think people were still shocked and surprised when the snow fell and ultimately caused some real issues for the tow truck man out there yesterday.
Yeah. And, well, you've got a whole bunch of great, safe winter driving tips compiled here. You know, it starts with slow down. Any kind of guidance on that whole project?
Well, you know, certainly have a posted speed limit, and it's there for intended for perfect driving conditions. So we want to make sure people understand when the weather is not conducive, when those driving conditions are not ideal. I mean, slow down and try to make sure that you're using and driving the speeds that are conducive for the driving conditions.
Seems like so many problems happen and slippery spots by intersections, you know, light changes and stuff. Because the red lights change before you're fine, and all of a sudden the light changes and the other side takes off and you're slipping.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And intersections, no matter what we do as a city to try to de-ice them as far as fouls, some of those, it's never enough. And we, I know our city, Public Works people do a wonderful job of trying to hit all those intersections. The biggest thing people can do is slow down, give themselves a little bit more time, and especially those areas where it is more conducive for slippery conditions, and that's really around those intersections.
And another huge one here is increase your following distance.
Your vehicle really does have a significant greater distance to stop on icy roads. It really needs extra time. And that's why it's important, especially to avoid those rear-end collisions that we often see with these types of events. Just try to increase that following distance as best you can. Make sure you understand you're going to take a lot more space in that, even if you're going slow speeds, to really stop before you're going to strike that person in front of you.
No, they don't have the challenges in Fargo that they do in Duluth with the hills, but there's still enough grades and descends and ascents that are kind of dangerous and kind of magnify slipperiness.
Certainly. We see a number of incidences where people just really don't recognize that we do have some grades here in the city of Fargo, even though they're rare and few and far between. They think that they can continue to drive the same way they did during the summer, and it's just not the case. We really need to understand. And that brings me kind of to some of the other points. We really ask people to understand that just because you have four-wheel drive does not mean that you can drive the same way you do during the summer. It does give you a false sense of security. A four-wheel drive does not decrease your stopping distance. It still takes the same amount of time to stop as you would with any other vehicle. And so people really need to take that into account when they're, especially when you have that SUV. I think you do. You get lulled into that false sense of security that because I'm in that type of vehicle, I'm not going to be in a crash.
Seem like they can take off and go straight faster than another car with two-wheel drive. And but you're right. The momentum, that they just keep sliding, don't they?
And certainly, and especially when you take into the idea of physics, oftentimes those vehicles are much heavier, they're much larger, and obviously they can do a lot more damage, especially in those instances where they're striking a smaller vehicle. And so we just caution people, don't let that false sense of security become a safety concern for you.
Isn't it kind of true that the lighter vehicle oftentimes suffers more personal injury than the bigger vehicle? Just seems just like you're talking about physics. The shock is more intense to a littler vehicle.
Yeah, you know, what people fail to remember with accidents is you actually have three separate accidents when you're actually involved in a motor vehicle crash. And so those smaller vehicles often suffer not just through the crash where you're striking another object, but oftentimes the other part of that is when the person strikes the inside of their vehicle, such as the steering column and those types of things. And you see much more of a crush factor with those smaller vehicles. And oftentimes that's the result of being struck by a larger object. And again, you get into the idea of physics, but also the fact that larger vehicles oftentimes are built a little bit more sturdy in that aspect.
So I encourage four-wheel drive vehicles to be courteous and be aware that you represent some danger to smaller vehicles, but also this whole idea that just because you got four-wheel drive, it doesn't decrease your stopping distance. And, what about steering with anti-lock brakes?
Well, yes. When you get into the anti-lock brakes, in an event a vehicle is equipped with anti-lock brakes, you're forced to suddenly stop and brake on ice. Keep in mind, you may be able to steer the vehicle away from the object to avoid the collision, and that really is the advantage of the anti-lock brakes and that whole system. And again, wonderful safety measures that we've had built into modern-day vehicles, and obviously anti-lock brakes is one of them. One of those is also some of the systems that are in place as far as prevention of the slippage of the tires. And again, all those are wonderful safety procedures and processes, and certainly technology has played a wonderful event in the area of security and safety when it comes to driving. But it doesn't take and replace good common sense driving tips. And that's why we stress that people certainly utilize the technology. But remember, it doesn't come down to, really that comes down to what that person does as a safe driver.
I know another thing that has a technological bent is the taking off the cruise control if there's any danger of ice, and especially more ice on overpasses and stuff like that, mostly an out-of-town kind of a challenge.
Well, I know from a standpoint of that's one of the biggest frustrations for some of the state patrolmen and some of those folks that do work as far as law enforcement on the highways is people just not turning off that the cruise control. And even though it's kind of built into our nature now as a driver, you're so accustomed to putting on, when it is icy, it certainly provides for an opportunity for you to go driving out of control very quickly. And so we tell people, we caution people, make sure you're utilizing that technology, that benefit, only when it's reasonable and necessary. And certainly in the cases with bad driving conditions, it's not a great time to institute the cruise control on your vehicle.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think here's another great one that you suggest, planning ahead. The whole time pressure thing is something you got to deal with.
Well, you know, I always go back to when I was driving with my father before he passed away. He always said, every time somebody passed him, I think he said they should have left earlier. And it really is really what it comes down to. When you're out and about, especially in tougher driving conditions, make sure you do plan ahead. Get have the understanding, you know what, if I'm going to leave, I need to leave a little bit more time to get to my destination. If you should never take and have your personal plans supersede your personal safety. And that's really what you're doing when you're driving too fast because you're late, because you haven't planned ahead. That's really taking in your own safety and really trying to push your own agenda instead of trying to keep yourself safe.
You know, there's some people type A and there's some people that are very, very meticulous about being on time all the time. And, you know, this is one time where you got it can actually work against you because all of a sudden you realize I needed five more minutes and they have this obsession. You got to be able to turn off your obsession. You don't have to be on time when there's threatening driving situations. You know, just slow down and everybody will forgive you.
I certainly agree with that statement, and I'm probably one of those people that hates to be late, much to the chagrin of my wife, who often is the one that I'm pushing to get out the door. But in these circumstances, you're right. People will understand if you're a few minutes late.
My daughter got me late to everything. The hair was never right. Something was wrong all the time. So I always felt like, you know, every time we had to be anywhere, I gave up. I finally realized I had to give up. It was either lose my daughter because she couldn't understand why I was getting so upset because we weren't on time. And this is a good time, folks, to get your balance back about priorities. I mean, getting there safely and being kind to the people in your life. It's a good time to slow down and review things. There's so many distractions, too, I think, that are amplified this when you got treacherous underfitting.
Well, and I think you hit it right on the head there with the patience. As a father of two daughters, so I do live with three wonderful women, and oftentimes they do push my patience when it comes to the scheduling. But at the end of the day, it really is. Is your safety and your family's safety really worth being a few minutes late?
And then the distractions, you know, the cell phones and the texting and even the radio and searching for things. It seems like the safety margin isn't near as great. If people are distracted, it's doubly dangerous now, isn't it?
Well, and I think we do. I think somebody said it best here not too long ago. We live in an age of distractions. And whether it's walking down the street, whether it's sitting there at the dinner table, whether it's driving, we live in an age of distractions. And we get back to that point. What distraction is worth your own safety? And what people choose to do, we've seen it time and time again. Somebody takes their eyes off the road for a moment. And
well, thank you so much. And I know do all of these things and all these tips, but then drive defensively because somebody else might be goofy. We'll be back with a little bit more of the What's On Your Mind preview in just a minute. Thanks, officer, so much.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to gcnminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, folks. We got weather. We got challenges. I hope we got some sanity. Anyway, this is Mark, the Freedom Poet. I'm doing sitting in for Scott, who's not feeling all that great, and he'll be back soon. And then in just a few minutes, the top of the hour, the What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken show will be available to you all over the state. So stay tuned for that. Going to have just announced the State Senator Dwight Cook from Mandan. He's chairman of the Senate Tax Committee. He is on the governor's property tax reform task force. So he's going to be on at 10:30 today. Then at 9:30, they're going to have a thorough update from the National Weather Service in Bismarck on the winter storm making its way into our region. The forecast, extended forecast for Fargo here, and then Tioga, snow likely today, mainly after 3, cloudy, high near 29. North wind, 14 to 17, with gusts up to 22, chance of precip, 70%. The total daytime snow accumulation, probably less than an inch, but then tonight, have accumulation of 3 to 5 in a blustery situation with northwest winds from 15 to 21, gusting up to 26, about 90% chance of precipitation there. Wednesday, the snow with areas of blowing snow before noon, then snow likely with patchy blowing snow afternoon, a high of 14. Blustery, north-northwest wind, 21 to 24. Gust as high as 31. Wow. Just got a, I got a goosebump just thinking about that. Chance of precip, 80%. New snow accumulation, 2 to 4 more inches possible. Wednesday night, 30% chance of snow. It's going to get down to 3 below zero, folks. That's not wind chill. The wind chills will be minus 23. Blustery, northwest winds, 15 to 22. Gusts as high as 29. Thursday, mostly cloudy, high near 4. The northwest winds, 10 to 16. Gusts up to 21. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, down to minus 14. A low for the year, since last winter anyway. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near minus 2. Friday night, mostly cloudy, down to minus 18. Starting to warm up Saturday, partly sunny and cold, high near minus 6. Only 15 below Saturday night. Yahoo! Sunday, a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 4. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, down to minus 8. Tioga and KTGO land. Snow with widespread blowing snow today, high near 9. Blustery, north wind 21 to 23, gusts up to 31. 100% chance of precip. Total daytime snow accumulation, 1 to 3 inches. Tonight, snow with widespread blowing snow before midnight, then widespread blowing snow. North winds 20 to 22 and gusts up to 30. Again, 100% chance of precipitation. Less than an inch, though, most likely. Wednesday, widespread blowing snow, cloudy and cold, steady temps around minus 1, wind chill values as low as minus 25. Again, blustery. Northwest wind 18 to 20, gusts to 26. Only 30% chance of precipitation and not much accumulation. Wednesday night, patchy blowing snow is going to get down to minus 14. Winds will gust as high as 25. Mostly cold on Thursday, high near minus 7. Wow. And then Friday night, it could get as low as 21 below zero. Mostly cold and cloudy on Friday, high near minus 9. So there you have a pretty interesting and intense forecast ahead. So some of the topics on the mind, now that Blue Cross and Blue Shield is not going to extend discontinued health plans, you know, Obama said they could go ahead, but remember, they're still out of compliance with the Unaffordable Care Act. So that's going to be an issue for the What's on Your Mind program. We have a couple of, that I want to reiterate, the winter storm warnings. Here we have the Fargo area. Light snow will overspread the area this afternoon and could become heavy at times overnight into Wednesday night for all of eastern North Dakota, northwest, and west central. Then the winds will be up to gusting to 30 at times in the Ridge River Valley. This will cause blowing and drifting snow. You know, you much reduced visibility down to a half a mile, and at times it's much worse than that. And, of course, if a truck passes you, it can get zero in a hurry. I've had that happen. It's probably the most icky part about winters is having a truck pass you, and all of a sudden you're in a cloud of snow, and you can't see anything. In snow accumulations, most areas will see snow from 5 to 8 inches through Wednesday night, with localized amounts up to a foot. The heavier snow amounts could occur in the Minnesota Lakes Country, you know, Park Rapids and Washkish. The heavier snow band could shift in any direction, though, so stay tuned for updates. You know, the strong northerly winds may lead to near blizzard conditions in the Red River Valley tonight through Wednesday night, making travel difficult. Cold temperatures combined with strong winds will result in very dangerous wind chill values, 25 to 35 below zero. We're going to, in Tioga, it isn't as severe because there's less snow. The winter storm warning that's been in effect for the counties along north of Highway 2 has been replaced by a winter weather advisory, as less severe weather is expected there. And then some cities in the advisory are Rugby, Bottineau, Minot, Mohall, Crosby, Williston, and Watford City. This area is forecast to get 2 to 4 inches of snow with gusty winds and reduced visibility and blowing snow. Anyway, the Wild won. They had a shutout. One, they beat the Flyers 2-0, so that was a good news. We're going to be stay tuned for the What's on Your Mind program with Steve Bakken, and then later in the day we got Rush Limbaugh and the Common Sense Club.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.